I gotta tell you the skunk truck story.
Sure.
You see, we had a Dr. Seeger, and Dr. Seeger was a clever fellow. He tried to get the old timers down into his office. He's a very well-educated man. And he couldn't find a way to do it until finally he came up with this idea. What if he kept the old folk remedies going and introduced them to new medicine to supplement it? Perhaps he might make some inroads and help to make their lives better quality. So one of the things they used, the old timers used, and we used in our family, was skunk oil. It was a layer of fat that's boiled down, and you make a poultice, and it's amazing. It works for chest ailments, for anything where you have congestion and that sort of thing. So skunk oil became an important commodity, which was hard to get then. So Freddie Brown and the two Potter boys went into the skunk oil business. They would trap skunks, and they would skin them and boil down the fat and strain it, and it would sell it to Dr. Seeger for a relatively cheap price, but it was money for them. And he would dispense it to the old timers, and he'd say, while you're taking this medicine, whatever you're doing is great, it's wonderful, look how healthy you are, but try this prescription along with it. I think it's going to make a big difference, but don't stop what you're doing. And of course, then they felt, you know, wow, this very important man, very learned man, says, you know, we're right, this is great, this is good stuff. And they would follow his advice further, which he helped a lot of people live a much richer, longer life as a result. Well, anyway, one night, Freddie and the two Botter boys were coming back from a dance in Greenwich, and someone had run over a skunk in the road. Well, that was their business. So they picked up the corpse, and they threw it in the rumble seat of their Model A Ford coupe, and they drove back to Smith's Village in Enfield. And the next morning, they went out to take the skunk out, and the skunk wasn't dead. Matter of fact, he was very excited. And he anointed the car, and he got the boys. And thank heavens our house was only 12 feet from the Swift River, because they were in that water in no time, and they still smelled for ages. But the car was sold the next day. They couldn't do a thing about the car. I say it was sold. It went out on the corner lot by Town Street, and it sat there for months and months and months until finally an old farmer from Greenwich came down. He paid $10 for it. The price had gone down. It had been twice that. He paid $10 for it, and he did drive it back to Greenwich. And the next time we saw it, he had cut the top off the compartment where you drive, so it was only the windshield there. And he had cut the back off, and he put a platform body on it. It became his truck, and it was all open air. You could still smell that skunk. It was in every joint and crevice in that vehicle. And my three siblings and myself, we used to live a few hundred yards from where the lot was on the corner. And every time that we could see and identify that old Model A coming down from Greenwich towards Enfield Center, we'd run like the devil out to the end and point at the fellow and holler, skunk truck, skunk truck, skunk truck. And we swear a year later we could still smell it. And of course we couldn't. But that was a memory that stayed in our mind all this time. So I wanted to share this wonderful, wonderful experience that the Brown Potter boys had when they opened that rumble seat that morning.